It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, my friend. I've been thinking about... Uh-oh. Look at that. Do you ever do that? Do you? Put the wrong button into the wrong buttonhole? Well, let's just fix it. Make it just right. I think I'll button these three. One, two, three. Now I'll show you what I brought. Sure. Been thinking about you this weekend. Mm-hmm. Have you been okay? This is a model of a bicycle. A model made by Mr. Tro. You know, he's the best model maker in the entire world. Is that beautiful? He would have had to have studied bicycles so well to make that. You know why it's called a bicycle? Because bi means two, and cycle means things that go around. So, two things that go around. One, two. One that goes around, two that go around. There. Why don't we ask Picture to show us how to print the word bicycle? All right, would you like to just see it? Okay, come along. Ride our bicycle over. Oh, I love this. Well, that's a nice picture you have, Picture. Would you show us how to print the word bicycle, please? Bicycle. Now, Picture, we'd like to see a film of some people using real bicycles. Here's someone walking beside a bicycle. She's taking her bike to the repair shop. There's someone riding along the lane in a park. Someone else going uphill and down. Riding a bike. There's somebody's father helping. There's the bicycle repair shop again. She has her bike all fixed and ready to go. For you, says Picture. Thank you, Picture. You're welcome. Would you look to see who that is at the window, please? Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Hi, oh, it's Mr. a busy McFeely. Day, Mr. Rogers. I'm a little late today.
Well, why, Mr. McFeely?
Well, my bicycle's in the repair shop.
Oh, I see. Well, Picture said you couldn't ride it, and what do you have?
One tricycle from Bob Tro.
That's the model of the tricycle.
That's right.
Just what we want. You know, tricycles have three wheels.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
And bicycles have one, two wheels.
Exactly. I bet it's hard to wait for your bicycle
to
be
returned. Oh, it surely is. And I'm very busy, so I better rush right off now, Mr. Rogers. All righty?
Thank you very much. How much is it?
That'll be a quarter. One quarter. And thank you, and...
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, Mr. Rogers, good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. So, Mr. McFeely would be walking today without his bicycle. Tricycle. Three wheels. Tri means three. And cycle, things that go around. So three things that go around. Like a triangle. Three angles. See that? Tricycle, triangle. How would you like to go to the repair shop, the bicycle repair shop, and see that man working on Mr. McFeely's bike? Would you like to do that? Why don't we? I'll just leave the models here. It's just down the street a bit. All right, come along. Hi, Mr. Davison.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
How you coming?
Pretty good.
Mind if we watch a while?
No, I don't.
Mr. McFeely's bike.
He had brake trouble.
Oh, is that what was wrong?
Mm-hmm. Here, I'll show you how good it works now.
Okay.
See how good it stops?
Oh, so you've really fixed the brake, huh?
Mm-hmm. Now, put the wheel back on. Got to put this chain on this little sprocket here. Slip it down in here. Put this little arm. Down in here.
Doing some construction work next door there.
Just hold it down to the brain. These two lock washers on here.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the wheel from moving forward. Put the two nuts on.
Well, you've had a lot of
tight.
You've had a lot of practice at this, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Wheel up here so it won't rub, and tighten it up. Tighten the other side up.
See how easily he does that?
There.
You need this down?
No.
Is that okay?
It stops good.
It's going smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the back wheel ready.
It's all finished.
You have to do anything to the front?
Well, I just patched this, and now I have to put it back on. Put some air in it and put it back on the rim.
I see. Could we watch that?
Yes, you can. You have to put this little metal piece down in this little hole here and squeeze this on all the way around. Now, you have to put the other side on. Squeeze it on all the way around. There. the air in.
How do you do that?
Well, we have a little machine back here that pumps it up. You want to help me with it?
Sure. You want me to turn it on?
Yes, I do. We're going to pump the air in.
Could I feel the air coming in?
Yes, you can.
Oh, yes. You mean to turn it off?
Yes, please. Now, put the wheel on. Put it down in the fork here. Put the fender brace on.
Did you like to ride a bike when you were a boy?
Yes, I did.
So you've been interested in bikes all your life, haven't you?
All my life. Tighten this up real tight. Put your other one on. Tighten it up. Make sure they're good and tight.
Well, it's all ready for Mr. McFeely, huh?
All ready.
How do you tip it over there?
Well, you have to put your hand right here by the crank and tip it right on up.
Good. Well, maybe I could take it off to him. I know he's been anxious for
sure,
it.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, fine. Oh, here he is now.
Good day again, Mr. Andrews. Good day. Good day, Mr. Davison.
Good day,
Mr. McFeely.
Just stopped by to see how my bike was coming.
All
Davison has it finished.
Well, that's splendid. I have a lot of deliveries to make today. Just
sure
take
you
it
do.
Around the street. Could you put it on that for my bill, Mr. Davison?
Yes, I can.
All right, and thank you.
All right.
Thanks for letting us see, Mr.
That's
Davison.
That's quite all right.
Good to see you. I'll come with you, Mr. McFeely.
All right.
Let's go over to our house, okay? Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. We're interested in lots of things, aren't we? I liked seeing Mr. Davison working on that bike. Let's set up the neighborhood of make-believe models, okay? Oh, picture has two words. You know what the top one is. Bicycle. The bottom one is this, tricycle. Mm-hmm. Bicycle, tricycle. Castle. There's somebody at the back door. Lots of visitors today. Oh, it's Bob Trow. Welcome.
Thank
Come
you.
In.
Good to see you, Mr. Rogers.
Good to see you. We were just setting up their models here.
Oh, good.
We like these.
Oh, do you?
I was curious.
Very much.
Actually, that's why I dropped by.
I'm glad you did.
See if you do like them.
Could you help me set up make-believe?
Glad to.
There's
right by
Corny's factory.
The castle.
The tree beside the factory.
I bet you had fun making that one, didn't you?
That was fun.
Make it go around. There's the platypus place. Mm-hmm. Daniel's clock. How about Bob Dog? Would you like to attend with him today?
Yes. Sure. Do you know that dogs are afraid of wheels?
Maybe that's why they bark at them so much.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we pretend that Bob Dog is afraid of wheels and make believe?
Would you like to do that? Pretend that Bob Dog is afraid of wheels? Okay, let's go to the neighborhood of make believe together.
Bob Dog? Oh. What's the matter, Bob Dog?
Bicycle, Daniel.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to fix this bicycle.
Wheels. I don't like wheels.
Oh, you mean the wheels on this bicycle? Oh. Oh, you mean the way they go around? Do you not like any kind of wheels?
No, I don't like bicycle wheels or tricycle wheels or automobile wheels or cart wheels or baby carriage wheels. I don't like any kind of wheels, Daniel.
What about wheels that don't go around like
wheels
this?
That don't go around. Wheels that don't go around. That's the kind of wheel for me.
Speedy deliveries. Good day, Daniel. Good day to you. Good day. Hey there, Dog, what's the matter with you?
Oh, Mr. McFeely,
yes? Would
you park your bicycle over that way a little bit, please?
I'd be glad to, Daniel, right over here, eh? Alrighty.
Thank you.
Say, Daniel, the dogs are always barking at me. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, Bob Dog doesn't like wheels that go around.
Oh, he doesn't like the wheels on my bicycle, is that it?
Right.
That's probably it. He doesn't like any kind of wheels that go around.
Well, I'll try to keep the wheels of my bicycle from going around when I'm around dogs, alrighty?
Good.
Be a good idea. Are you delivering something in this neighborhood today?
Well, yes, I am, Daniel. Just a minute, and I'll show you what it is. It's right over here in the basket of my delivery bicycle. Here we go. There it is, a little baby carriage. Now what's the matter, Bob Dog?
Oh, it's probably the wheels again, Mr.
The wheels?
McFeely.
Oh, the wheels on the baby carriage. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob Dog. I'm sorry.
I am too, Mr. McFeely.
So many things have wheels, you know, don't they?
Well, I'll just take this on over to the castle, then. I'll put it right in my little basket here.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for stopping by, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're welcome, Daniel. I'll try to remember, Bob Dog, for moving my bicycle wheels when I'm around dogs, alrighty?
Thanks.
Good day to you. To speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Daniel. Good day. Charlie, good day to you there. Good day. Did you know the Bob Dog doesn't like wheels that go around? Oh, it happened to you, too. Well, I suppose the wheels on my bicycle, they were going around. I suppose I scared them today. I have a little baby carriage here. I'm going to deliver it to the castle, Charlie, and I'll see you later, and a good day to you. Good day. Speedy delivery.
Come along here, Mr. McFeely. Most dogs just hate wheels that go around. Mm-hmm. That's why they get into so many accidents with wheels.
Right. Did you ever see a unicycle, Mr. Rogers?
Just a picture of one. It has just one wheel, doesn't it?
One wheel. Come with me. Come outside. I have a friend that has one. He said he would bring it here.
A unicycle here? Good.
Here he comes now.
Well, how do you do?
Hello.
Mr. Rogers, this is my friend Jay Wick.
I'm glad to meet you, Jay.
Hello.
And he's a whiz on that unicycle.
That is a unicycle.
Mm-hmm.
One wheel.
Yeah.
I would really like to see you ride that. Would you do it for us?
Okay.
My.
Isn't that amazing?
I've never seen anybody ride one of those. Look how he turns and
really cut corners with those, can't you?
Jay, that's just wonderful. I suppose you practiced a long time.
Yeah.
Well, how did you start to learn?
Well, my father made it about 4 years ago, and I went back and forth on a beam between two poles in our basement.
Oh, you held onto the poles while you were riding this.
But it took you 4 years. So he's 14 years old. So he's been practicing a long time.
Practicing 4 years to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do once more for me? I'm really fascinated.
Isn't that terrific?
Puts it up. And I'm sure your feet have a great deal to do with it because you don't hold on to anything.
Yeah.
Look at that. And how he moves back and
forth.
Great.
Looks so simple.
Have you ever tried one?
No, never have.
Could we try it?
Sure.
Just one.
Sure, he says.
Right, Jay is off.
Okay. Let's watch Mr. Trev.
Whoops. I'll put it right there.
You see, there's nothing to hold on.
Jay, what do you do first to get on?
Well, it's easier if you hold on to something like a post.
Okay. Oh, that sure hurts a lot when it hits you in the shins like that.
Did it?
I think I'm getting the knack of it now. Now watch. Just let go then.
It is very hard, isn't it?
Mr. Rogers, would you like to take a try?
I'll try. It doesn't look safe to me. If you're small, don't try without holding on to something. No, it would take a great deal of practice to ride something like that. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Here's a teenager who does this very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jay wants to show this to some people in town, Mr. Rogers, so we better get going.
Thank you for coming by, Jay. Gee, I'm glad to meet you and see you ride.
Let's go, Bill. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. Look at picture. Unicycle. That's what that was that Jay was riding. Unicycle. One thing that goes around. Bicycle. Two things that go around. Tricycle. Three things that go around. Unibi tri. One, two, three. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it, you did it, You did it. Museum go-around could be a unicycle, couldn't it? Well, I must put art models away for today. It's time for me to get off to my work. This is just the beginning of our week. So we have lots of days to be together. And one of them will be tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or to unify. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how. By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you so much. Try to keep dogs away from wheels that move around, okay? Sure, that helps keep them safe. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.